Around Bristol Bay, community leaders, health facilities, and local entities are working to coordinate their preparations for the coronavirus. As of Thursday afternoon, no one in Bristol Bay had been tested for COVID-19, the disease caused by coronavirus. The Bristol Bay Area Health Corporation can now send Q-tip swabs to commercial labs to test for the disease. Dr. Kathy Heinemann is the clinical director for BBAHC.
Once again, you still have to get the Q-tip in the test tube of viral juice to keep it alive until it gets down to the testing center. And there are time limits on how quickly the thing must get there. It seems to be within 72 hours of obtaining the sample, which is a challenge in the bush.
Heinemann says they are discussing ways to get the swabbing materials needed for testing out to village clinics if necessary. BBAHC is holding continual education meetings with health aides on prevention, who needs to get tested, and how to administer the test.
While we do not currently have the viral testing media in the village, should there be somebody sick in the village, we can get it out there within the realm of flight.
Dillingham City Manager Todd Larson says they are holding regular meetings to assess local prevention efforts. In particular, he is concerned about the influx of people coming to the region for the summer fishing season. Larson says the city will be talking with processors to discuss prevention as well.
We need to get everybody on the phone and make sure that we know who's coming in here, if they're going to get screened, you know, what kind of preventive measures they're going to take, you know, who are they communicating with, is the hospital going to be involved? So there's a lot of questions around the processors.
That concern was echoed by Gina Carpenter, a public health nurse based in Dillingham.
It is on a lot of people's minds that we're going to have a huge influx of tourists, workers, family coming to visit. And what do we do if coronavirus gets brought in?
Carpenter said that public health, BBAHC, the city, and several larger businesses were working together to communicate accurate and up-to-date information to the public. Concerns about the virus have upended plans for organizations around the region. As of Thursday, the Bristol Bay Economic Development Corporation has suspended all non-essential employee travel. CEO Norm Van Vactor said the decision was based on protecting both personnel and other members of the public.
You look at a lot of the folks on airplanes these days between here and Anchorage, and a lot of them are traveling for health reasons, and the reason they're traveling for health reasons is they have a compromised health situation and are potentially susceptible to issues.
Van Vactor says BBEDC indefinitely postponed a job fair scheduled for later this month in Naknek. Meanwhile, two regional conferences in Dillingham have been postponed or canceled. In Dillingham, I'm Izzy Ross.